church, turn to 3 John. That is where we find ourselves this morning. And I want us to look at the theme, the believer I want to be. The believer I want to be. 3 John, we will read from verse 1 to verse 15. It reads as following. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoice greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are welcoming, you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like this, that they may be fellow workers for the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refused to welcome the brothers and also stop those who want to and put them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends, every one of them. We will look closely at verse 10 to verse 12 this morning. As we were reading in Romans chapter 16 earlier on, I think you have realized the names that were mentioned there. The greetings that was going to different names. Good greetings. The Apostle Paul speaking good about people because there was testimony of good things they were doing. But also you can sense as you read there that others were not doing good. And those people were dividing the church. Those people were not to be imitated. And the name of Gaius is mentioned in that chapter of Romans chapter 16 where we read that Gaius opened his house for other people. So where we are this morning, we are finding the very same thing. But church, if you look around, as we look at this theme, the believer I want to be, you look around, you realize that in our time, we live in a time of superstars. We live in a time whereby people set up a model of life and so to lead many to follow them. People who want to be imitated regardless of what they are doing. People who wear nice clothes so that other people wear like them. You know, the models you see on TV, your favorite musicians, they will always put different clothes and new clothes that are appealing to the eye so that they have a following and people who want to be like them. We have young ladies like young girls like my daughter who wants to be like Beyonce. I'm making an example. Why? There is a superstar, a role model to imitate. The way they talk, they want to be imitated. Sometimes it's not because what is what they want, but the people put them up there. You remember how the former president, Nelson Mandela, how he spoke. And remember how many people who imitated that kind of speaking because there was a superstar walking before them. So it is also in the church. In the church, there is this escalating number of those who want to imitate it themselves. People who want to be followed by others. Regardless of the fact that the road they travel leads to the depth of hell. John's main point here, where we just read this morning in this letter, is that you imitate that which is good. But we cannot escape the fact that John writes this letter in a day whereby counterfeit Christianity, what is false, false Christianity was at hand. It was on the rise. There were false prophets and false apostles. The spirit of the Antichrist was already at work. The spirit that is against all that is of God was already at work. That is the spirit that was actually, in a way, coming out so that people may imitate such a spirit. The question then, how do I imitate good where evil is regarded as good and good is regarded as evil? Where the light is seen to be darkness and darkness is considered to be light. Where a bad sermon gets the good hand and a good sermon is regarded as boring. How do I function in such times? I think that is the time we find ourselves to be in. The apostle writes this letter with the very same frame of mind as you will read in your own time in John, in the second John. He's got that in his mind. He's writing this as a response to the false teachers that were prevailing, false teachers that had come out of the church, and now they are teaching and acting in a way that they should be imitated by others. The apostle is warning here, is warning the Christian of those who had already withdrawn from the church. The apostle is warning the Christian of the evil spirit. People who have already withdrawn from the church and they are carried out by the evil spirit of this time, the Antichrist spirit. He's saying Satan is at work, using false teachers to devour the sheep, as it were. So John sets forth the difference here between true Christianity and that which is false Christianity. John is setting up a difference. He's setting up the boundaries between those who believe in God and those who only profess to be believing in God. But you can see that they lack faith in many things. They are of the evil one. People who hinder the work of God and the growth of the church. So the third letter of John that we just read right now is written to that individual called Gaius, as I was saying. A friend that the Apostle Paul is mentioning by name. How good it is to be mentioned by name, as I was saying, by the apostles, but also you know that when you are mentioned by name by those who lead the church and are faithful to God, in other words, God knows your name. Gaius is mentioned by name. John expressed here a very great affection for Gaius on account of his steadfastness to the truth and the gospel. Gaius is a man who's walking in the truth, a man who helps the work of the gospel, a man who opened the house, his house, he opened the doors for strangers to come to his house, especially those who were coming through and preaching the gospel unto others. A man who understands the agency of the gospel, a man who understands the heart of Christ, a man who's got the mind of God. Gaius, a cheerful giver who gives with all that he has to the work of God. He does not claim to be working for God while he's working for his pockets. This Gaius is a faithful servant of God. He knows that he freely received, then he must also freely give. That is the man we see before us. So the apostle, he warns these Gaius and the church, as it were, not to be like Ditrephus. I want you to remember this name. There is Gaius, there is Ditrephus, there is Demetrius. So the first thing, he warns the church not to be like Ditrephus. Ditrephus is a rotten potato in a church. Ditrephus is a double-minded man who swings to every direction of the wind. He's got one foot in the church and one foot on the street. He likes the things of the world, but he also likes the things in the church. His heart is in the world. His body is in the church. He cannot decide where he wants to be. But now he hinders the work of God by being a false picture of a Christian. So the first point I want us to see here, because this morning I want us to see these three truths which should govern our Christian life, three truths which should give us what it is to be a Christian in this time like this. Firstly, is hostility towards evil. To be an enemy of that which is evil. He says in verse number 11, "Beloved, do not imitate evil." Do we see that in verse 11? "Beloved, do not imitate evil." So John is addressing Gaius here, who is not imitating evil. Remember, friends, he's talking to someone who's already not imitating evil, but he's saying to him, he's reminding him, which means that, Bazalwan, it is important to be reminded daily not to imitate evil, because evil is happening daily. He says to this righteous man, if you will, representing a righteous church, if you will, do not imitate evil. So the message, friends, is an appeal in those who are in Christ not to imitate what is evil, that they may not find themselves practicing lawlessness, that they may not find themselves breeding the very sin which the world should be turning away from. Imitate not what is evil. To be hostile to evil. So John looks at the world and he concludes that the world is deceived. The world out there is without God. It is deceived and is laying in spiritual ruins and physical frustration. Spiritual ruins means that they are far from God spiritually. Physical frustration means that whatever they are doing, in whatever name they are doing, there is no progress, if you will. It may look like it is progressing, but the next day it is falling apart. And they're building it up, and the next day it is falling apart. Then he turns his eyes to the church, as it were, as he writes this letter, and he realized that there is already a spirit in the church that is plunging itself, as it were, deep into the veins of the church. There is something happening inside the church, a deceiving spirit leading and misleading others to imitate that which is evil. Using a church member, that spirit is using a church member with the name Ditrephus, who is imitating what is evil. A man who had a bad attitude. Friends, I don't know if this man was a Christian. It is possible that he was. There are times when Christians are just being taken up by evil spirit, but there are signs in this letter that there is a possibility that Ditrephus was not saved. I cannot say indeed, but there are signs here that this man was not saved, but he was among the believers. This man had been warned. That is another sign. He has been warned many times in many different occasions to turn away from his sin. The Apostle John, he's saying, he's been writing, he's been warning, but this man is not taking heed of the word that has been written to him. He's been told to hate evil, but he will not listen. This man, Ditrephus, is a man we should not imitate. He had an undue sense of himself. a sense of his own importance and self-love. The apostle, he tells us that this man loved himself. If you look at verse number 9, he says, this man likes to put himself first. He does not acknowledge our authority. He loves preeminence, in other words. He loves to be on top of others in the name of God. He loves self-exaltation. People must talk about him to feel important. And in the process, he hates the church and distresses the leadership of the church. That is what you see in verse number 9. He steals the joy within the church. Having such a people that Diotrephes in the church, you find that the church end up having no joy in the Lord. This man is having an attitude driven by pride. Not remembering that the very same pride drove away Satan from the presence of God. The reason why Lucifer fell, it was because of pride. Now Diotrephes is in the church of God, full of pride, full of himself, an evil man among the good. A man we must not imitate. A spirit we must not imitate. Diotrephes is not like the Christ he claims to be following. He's claiming to be following Christ because he's in the church. But he's not like the Christ he claims to be following. Because the Christ that we are following is the one who emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born under the law, and been born here, but he submitted himself unto the law of God, being born in the likeness of man, yet he never functioned like man. Being found in a human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient even to the point of death. That is the Christ who died on the cross. But Diotrephes is not imitating that Christ whom he claims to belong to. He's not hostile to evil. He's unlike Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came not to be saved, but to serve. This man wants preeminence. He doesn't want to serve. He wants to be saved. He's not like the Jesus Christ who gave his life a ransom for many. A Jesus Christ who gave his life to free many from captivity of sin. Diotrephes is not like that. He hates those who serve in the church. He hates the people who serve in the church. The Bible says he stopped people from serving, where we just read. And actually, he chased people out of the church. This is a man who tells people, you do not belong to this church. He acts like he owns the church. He may be doing it in many different ways, but he hates those who does what is good because he loves evil. This is a man, actually, who it looks like he almost wants to be worshipped. The spirit of Diotrephes in the church. This is the kind of people who love great position in the church. People of great money sometimes. You know, people with money, they want to show off. People with money, I think this is the kind of a person who had something to show in the physical so that people may respect him. He used outside or worldly gains to gain himself glory before God. He did not hate evil. He loved what was evil. His attitude is in contrary to the word of God. His attitude is not what is taught by God. He destroys the church, and such people cannot be friends of God. What is more concerning is that this Diotrephes refused to recognize the true apostle. That is what we read. The Bible says he will not recognize the apostles. He will not recognize those who are sent by God. If you don't recognize the apostles or the leaders of the church, it is because you will not submit to authority. This is what Diotrephes did. He will not want to hear what the Lord says through those whom he sent. He had his own ways. He wanted his own authority within the church. And sadly, friends, there are many who does not want to recognize the authority and the particularity of the apostles even in our day. People do not want to submit to the authority of God and the apostles even in our day. That is the word of God. Do we want to submit to the word of God? Is the word of God that which you have taken captive unto your heart? Is the word of God that which is directing you to hate what is evil? Is the word of God that which is of good example in your life? We cannot be ignorant, friends, to the things that is happening around us. But at the same time, there are things that we should not imitate as the children of God. But the situation here was more serious as it is today. The church, as the apostle is writing, the church was suffering false teachers. False teachers on the outside. But people were also here in the inside. People like Diotrephes were also acting like people on the outside, misrepresenting the gospel of God. We have people not belonging to the church, but in the church. Friends, how do you become a member of the church and belong truly in the church of God? How does that happen? Is it by coming into the church every Sunday? Is it by singing these good songs that we are singing? Is it by reading your Bible each and every day? Anyone can do that. But it is by belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. By casting your sins unto Him. By letting Him take care of your sins. By Him dying for you on the cross. But Diotrephes did not have a Jesus who died for him on the cross. Yet Diotrephes was in the church. Church, is there among us with the spirit of Diotrephes? Man who belongs to the church by body, but does not belong to the church by spirit. That is someone we must not imitate. People motivated by hatred. This is the kind of people who have reasonable theology. In other words, they have heard the right things. They are good husbands and they are good wives. They attend all the church meetings, but they are not actually belonging to that fold of Christ. Regardless of the good things that they may be doing on a daily basis, being a good husband, being a good wife perhaps, yet they are lacking the spiritual integrity of God. Diotrephes was in the church, but did not belong to the church, destroying the body of Christ from within through his character, satanic example inside the church, a champion of unbelief and a perpetrator of gossip in the church. Are you the one who's gossiping in the church? That is a very bad example. Diotrephes went further than that, friends. He was speaking bad of the good ones, the apostles. Inside the church, having people speaking bad of the good ones. Listen to verse number 10. It says there, he was talking wicked nonsense against the apostles. He was talking wicked nonsense against the leadership. And he was not content with that. Oh, he did not stop at doing that. This man did not welcome the brothers. This man did not love those who love God. He stopped people from coming to church. He didn't stand at the door and say, "Do not come." But his character chased people out of the church. That is the man we're looking at. Such people gossip about the leadership openly. They rebuke the leadership openly, but in their absence. They make sure that they speak boldly when you are not there, speaking about one another. Then you can see there is no love for God in their heart. Their aim is to create a false view of the leadership, so that many may look at you in a different way than the way God will look at you. That is the evil you should not imitate, but should hate with the whole of your heart. Not only did he love preeminence, not only did he want to be recognized in the church, not only did he hate authority, not only did he slander the apostles, he refused to welcome other believers. That is a sign of a man who is not hostile towards evil. A man who does not love that which is good. These are the people we should not associate ourselves with, because they associate themselves with a selected few. They want to be with those who agree with them. If you do not gossip, they chase you out of the group. You must be in that group because you gossip. You must be in that group because you are a liar, even though you are in a church. So it caused division within the church. That is the spirit we are warned about even this morning. As the Bible tells us, do not imitate this. Do not settle for such an attitude. Do not promote such unbiblical standard in the church, but hate these things with the whole fiber of your soul. Friends, the Bible says, stop those who welcome the missionaries. In other words, he was against evangelism. Can you believe it? A man standing against Matthew 28, which says, go out and call all the sinners and preach unto them. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them the things I have taught you. Behold, I will with you till the end of the age. This man was standing against. This is the man we will say, friends, let us go for evangelism next week. He will tell others he does not help. We've been doing evangelism from 2012. The church is still having 15 members. It does not help. He stood against evangelism. He stood against the will of God. He was not hostile to evil. Friends, you need to stay away from the likes of Jehoshaphat. Look at Psalm 37, verse 27. Let us all open there quickly. Let's hear what God says through the psalmist. Psalm 37, verse 27. It says, turn away from evil and do good, so you shall dwell forever. Turn away from evil and do good. Be hostile to the evil ways and the evil way of this world. So church, the message is clear. That is not the Christian I want to be. A Christian who stands against the will of God by his character. The Christian or a person who stands against God by being in the church but actually belonging in the world. We need to have the spirit that shows that God has taken residence in our hearts. But the second thing I want us to look at here, something that will govern our Christian life, it is indeed a Christ-like character. We must have a Christ-like character. In verse 11, it says again, imitate what is good. And we know one thing is good. God is good. So if we have to imitate what is good, we must imitate God. How are we going to imitate God, which we have not seen? We imitate God because he has spoken to us through his word. But also Christ himself, who is God, came and dwell among us. You must have something of a good role model. Something in contrary to the superstars of this world. Because the superstars of this world want to lead you to the pit of hell. But you must have someone who wants to lead you unto the glory of God. The apostle says you need to be like Gaius and another man. A second name that I want you to recognize here is Demetrius. Not Diotrephes. Diotrephes is the evil man. There's a new man that I'm bringing unto you. Demetrius. He speaks of Demetrius. We must be a people who display true Christianity. A people who display what Christ looks like. A people who look unto Jesus and find true satisfaction and find him to be the true model to imitate. A people who have somebody like the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul says in the book of 1 Corinthians, imitate me as I imitate the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to imitate such a people, having a Christ-like character. So in contrary to the behavior of Diotrephes, you love God. Diotrephes hate God. If you want to have a character like Christ, you love God. And such love drives you to love one another. It drives you to love your neighbor, your brothers and sisters in the Lord. You also love the missionaries. In other words, you love the fact that the gospel must spread forth. What do? You call someone also to the Lord, to come and partake in this goodness of God. You walk in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse number 11. Verse number 11 says, towards the end, whoever does evil has not seen God. But whoever does good has seen God. So what is the reason that you are able to imitate what is good? How can a person who is born in sin, totally depraved, in other words, in enmity with God, a person who is born with his face folded and angry unto God, how do you become good? By the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. That is the only way you become the person who does what is good. Because you have been to Jesus for your cleansing, of sin. You have been to Jesus and his cleansing power. We are washed in the blood of the Lamb. That is the only way we can have a character like that of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have turned away from sin. You have turned your natural essence of sin unto good by coming unto Jesus Christ. Now we have a God-like character. A character like that of Demetrius. Look at verse number 12. That is where we find Demetrius. It says, Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone. And from that truth itself, we also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. Demetrius finds a good testimony. In other words, Demetrius is spoken of good by many people, even the outsiders. Demetrius, in other words, it belongs to that Romans chapter number 16, if the Apostle John would write Romans 16. But Paul wrote, and Paul there brings many names. Demetrius belongs to that list. A list of people who does what is good. A list of people who imitate the Lord Jesus Christ. He is well spoken in the church. He lives for Christ even in the midst of false teachers. He is faithful to the faith. He is faithful to what he has been taught. Unlike the many who forsake the church and follow the false prophets and the false teachers and the antichrist. But these kind of men and women are much involved in the life of the church behind the scenes, as it were. These are the people who does not want to be glorified. They work hard when nobody is seeing. Are you that person? They come early into the church. They pack chairs. They build the tent, as it were. They work so that people do not say, well done, good and faithful servant. But so that God will say, well done, good and faithful servant. They don't wait for the church to come so that they start greeting everyone to show themselves that they are good. But they work so that God will see that these are good people. They don't find it a burden every morning of their lives and every evening of their lives to pray for the people of God. Regardless the fact that every Christian should pray, but these are the people who put aside the time to pray for the struggles of the church. The Demetrius that we want to be. The man who went an extra mile and dedicated his life to the life of the church. That's what's happening, friends. These are the people who imitate the good they see in the Lord Jesus Christ. They imitate the life of holiness and righteousness they see in the Lord Jesus Christ. They love the sinners out there. They work hard to bring the sinners unto the light of God. They love the house of God as well. They are always imitating what is good. They are always imitating the God who is in heaven. They lift up their eyes. They look unto God as it were. Lord, what will you want me to be like? Even today, as they wake up in the morning, they don't look in the mirror and say, that is a good man. They say in the mirror, that man needs God today. Because they want to imitate Christ. They know that Christ is preeminent. not themselves. They know that we must all shape our characters into the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to be like the Son of God. Remember what John 13 verse 35 says. The Bible says there, by this all the people know that you are my disciples. How? If you have love for one another. Demetrius loves the church. Demetrius loves what God loves. A Christ-like character, friends, is a reflection of Christ in you. It is the evidence of your Christianity. Turn here in 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter 3. Listen to what John says there in verse 10. He says, by this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the evil one. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brothers. This is the person whom does not belong to God. He does not love the brothers. But Demetrius loves the brothers. He stands in contrary to the world, but in a close relationship with God. Demetrius is unlike those who worship the golden calf, as we looked at last week, and we shall continue to look at next week, God willingly. He will not accept any kind of worship. He looks unto God and asks God, what would you want me to be? A Christ-like character is actually a response of faith. When somebody, in other words, show a Christ-like character, he is showing a good response to faith. Why? Because faith, our faith, requires us to have a Christ-like character. It is a declaration that you cherish the old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. That is your identity. You are identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know nothing among the pagans out there. You know nothing among your friends at work. You know nothing among your relatives, wherever you are. But you know only Christ and Him crucified. In other words, you do not learn from the ways of this world. You learn from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. I know nothing among you but Christ and Him crucified. Those are the ones who belong to God. Not only do they imitate Christ, but they also find other godly men to imitate. Listen to the word of God says. It says, Demetrius is well spoken of. Demetrius has now become somebody to imitate. So not only do we imitate Christ, but we have others among us that we must imitate. Is there anyone that we can imitate among us? Is there anyone who lives in the light of God that the world will say, indeed, I want to be like that Demetrius. He's got a good testimony. People are speaking good of him. He's like the Apostle Paul. Imitate me as I also imitate God. He is hospitable. Demetrius is like Gaius. He opens his home to the sick. He opens his home to the needy. He gives to those who are lacking. He does not pile up riches for himself, but he opens his hand and gives to the needy and to the needs of the gospel. He supports preachers, those who come out to preach the word of God. He looks after them, because in his heart, that is Jesus Christ. He think highly of God, and he helps others to think highly of God. Do you have someone who helps you to think highly of God? Or are you that person who helps others to think highly of God? That's what we need. Christ-like character. In verse 3 it says, these are the people who walk in the truth. We must walk in the truth, friends. Imitating what is good can only happen once a person possesses and have that gold, that cherishable gold, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart. We must walk in the truth. Have a healthy soul, a regenerated soul by the power of the Holy Spirit, a transformed life by the word of God. Person who possesses the grace of God. Only then the soul will be counted worthy to be in the glorious light of God. Are we willing to be the Demetrius? Those who does what is good. those who look after the gospel and look after those who desire to be in the church of God? Are we welcoming strangers? Do we love our neighbor? Do we love one another? Let me make this appeal, friends. We must be the light of the world. Let there be no area of your life that is covered with your own sufficiency. Do not put yourself first. Demetrius did not put himself first, but Diotrephus put himself first. He is always important. Others are not important. Do not be like that person. Let the sufficiency of Christ impact your life. Let the sufficiency of Christ be the one that drives you to where you are going. Be one that is like God. Listen to what Pastor Steve Lawson says. Our belief must govern our behavior. That is the character of Demetrius. What he believes is how he lives. But Diotrephus always putting himself first. Demetrius put God first. But friends, let us move to the third point. The third point, what should govern our life, is not only the hostility towards what is evil, is not only the character of Christ, but another thing that should govern our life is the prospect of judgment. Knowing that there is judgment that is to come. Knowing that one day you shall stand before God. That should govern you. Knowing that one day it will be asked of you, what did you do with the talent, as it were, that I have given to you? How did you live your life in the midst of the people? How did you walk among the pagans? That should govern your life. That should help you shape and mold your character into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, the prospect of judgment. Look at verse number 10. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing. The apostle John, he says here, he will call Diotrephus, not Demetrius and Gaius. He's not coming for the good ones. The first thing in his mind, he's coming for the bad one. He's coming for this Diotrephus. And he will do something to Diotrephus because of his sin. That is why he says in verse number 11, whoever does evil has not seen God. So in his mind, Diotrephus deserve judgment. We must have that in our minds. Those who stand against the will of God deserve judgment. But as those who do not stand against the will of God, let this be something that is encouraging us. The prospect of judgment, the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ to take us home where he is. But he's not only coming to take us home where he is, he's also coming to judge the world. That is what we see in the picture of the Apostle John here. He says he will come and he will call out Diotrephus. He will come and shame Diotrephus. He will come and shame the man who is not ashamed of his sin. He will come and call out the man who stands at the door and keep others outside the church. The man who wants to be in charge. He will come and show him that he's not in charge. You might think of it that way, but think of it in the manner of your own spirit. The man who is in charge of his own spirit, he is coming to put him out. The man who stands against God is coming to put him out. John says somewhere else, whoever has not seen God is not of God, but of the evil one. He is of the Antichrist. The Antichrist, we have heard, he was coming into the world, but now he is in the world. So everyone who is not of God, he is of this Antichrist. And here in 1 John chapter number 4, verse 12, the Apostle John says, if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfect. Does the effect of us love someone? No. So, judgment is coming upon him. Diotrephus does not have the love of God abiding in his heart. For that reason, verse number 10 says, I will come and I will bring judgment upon him. Diotrephus' condemnation is at hand. His conduct tells us that he has not seen God. His conduct tells us that he has no fruit of God in his heart. Judgment is coming upon such a man. He does not love the brethren. He does not love the church. He does not put God first. judgment is coming upon such a man. He does not have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God which enable us to love one another. The Spirit of God which enable us to humble ourselves towards one another. The Spirit of God that tells us that pride is of the sin of witchcraft. He doesn't have that Spirit. And judgment is coming upon such a person. It's coming upon Diotrephes who does not love his neighbor. And for that reason, friends, Diotrephes has brought condemnation upon himself for loving the world and loving God, for hating what is good and loving what is bad. He has called judgment and condemnation upon himself. His condemnation begins today. Please notice this. The Apostle Apostle John, he says, I am coming. Friends, the judgment begins today. That is why the Apostle Peter says the judgment has come. And it's come, it has come, and it begins in the house of God. The judgment begins today. He says, I will put him out today. Just imagine being put out today, being judged today, and being judged in the day to come. But such grace that there is, friends, there is grace here. It is better to be judged today. In other words, it is better to be corrected today. It is better to be told today that what you are doing is bad. It is better to be told today that you need to repent from your sins than when the day of the Lord comes. Because when the day of the Lord comes, people will be running towards the mountains. They will be running and hiding themselves under rocks, asking the rocks to fall upon themselves. But there will be no help. So it is rather better to have his condemnation today. It is rather better to be told in our day what is right and what is wrong. It is rather better to be told today that the road you travel leads to death and condemnation. What is there for you to do? To listen to that, because the day is coming when the picture we see here becomes a reality. When the judgment of Christ is upon those who are outside Christ. We are told here that some had already gone out of the church. Some had already gone out of the church. Notice this, friends. The apostle is not coming also to call on those who have already gone out of the church because of their sin or their hatred towards God or their hostility towards what is good. No, that is all right to do. But is coming especially to the one who stands in the church and sings the good songs. The one who reads the Bible. The one who teaches the Sunday school. The one who leads the main ministry. The one who worships God every day, lifting up his hands, crying out to God. The one who does that, but there is no God in his heart. Is coming for him. That is the one. First, he's coming to cleanse the church. Friends, why? God loves his church. But can we take joy from this? Is there any way we can be happy about it? Yes. Because if he does it today, he shows that he loves me today. If he corrects me today, he loves me today. If he rebukes me today, he loves me today. If he tells me to turn away from my sin today, he loves me today. It is better for me to be corrected today than later. Because later, I may not have opportunity for repentance. Regardless the fact that Diotrephes was evil, but Diotrephes still was lucky. He was still under the grace of God. It helps to be in the church of God even though you are not saved. Not that it is good, but it helps. Why? The apostle came and called him out. The apostle came and told him of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You're not going to hear of him when you're out there. So it was better for Diotrephes to be in the house of God. Not that it was good, but it was better. When the apostle came, he rebuked him. So friends, let me ask. Does the prospect of judgment drive you to imitate what is good? Does the thinking that God is coming through his Son to exercise judgment
Does that thinking make you imitate what is good? Because that is the point here. Judgment should not scare us in a way. Judgment should remind us that there is Christ Jesus who stands on the cross and calls out to sinners. His hands are still open. Come to me, ye who are heavy laden. Come to me, ye who are thirsty. Come and drink. Come to me, I will give you the rest of your soul. You will rest in me. You will find peace in me, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Does the prospect of judgment remind you of the goodness of God? Hearing that it is judgment, does it remind you of the goodness of God, that even though there is judgment, He sent forth His Son to die for the sins He did not commit, that you and I may plunge ourselves deep, as it were, into that glorious blood of Christ, His death, and be lifted up with Him, and be taken to glory, and be with Him one day. That is what judgment should remind us. Judgment should not scare us and chase us out of the church. There are people who preach judgment so that people are scared. There is right in that sometimes. But the judgment we are reminded of here is the judgment that should remind us that we still have a chance. Friends, we still have a chance to turn to God, turn away from our wicked ways. Matthew 10 verse 28 says, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy the soul and throw into the pit of hell. So let us not fear men and then imitate them. Let us fear Christ and imitate him. For when he returns, he will look only unto those who have their name written in the book of life. He will call only those by name, and they will rise from their dead. For he will rise from their tombs rather, and they shall follow him. They shall be caught up with him in the cloud, and he shall come down and judge the world. Oh, that I may be among those who shall be called that day. Oh, that my name may be in the book of the living. Oh, that my name may be called and I may hear it. Oh, that the trumpet of God may sound, that I may rise from my death and join with the multitude and be taken away to be with Christ. Oh, that I may be changed if I will be alive that day, that my body may be changed, this lowly body may be changed to a glorious body. Oh, that I may be with Christ. The prospect of judgment should define our Christian or govern our Christian life. Friends, the earth of us is liable for judgment. He will put out, he will be made a public spectacle. But the day is coming also where God is going to put many out, and they will be made a public spectacle. But that day we pray, that day we hope, that the Lord will say to you and I, come to me, my servant, that you have worked for me. Enter into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of my Father that was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. We pray and we hope in Christ. We've got confidence actually in Christ, that when you separate the chaff from the wheat, I'll be found among the wheat. I'll be found among the worthy, not because of my own work, but because of Christ. I'll be found among those on his right hand side, those who shall say, well done, good and faithful servant. You welcome others into your house. You gave financially to the church. You led many unto Christ. You promoted evangelism. So let me close like this, friends. Do not follow evil. Do not follow the world out there. But also, do not be the Diotrephes in the church. In other words, do not be belonging in Sovereign Grace Bible Church by body. Belong to God by soul and by heart. That will save you. Becoming a member of this church will not take you to heaven. It is a good thing. It will guide you. It will protect you. It will mold and shape you into the image of Christ as the word of God is preached. But you need to belong to God, to Christ Jesus. You need to cast your poor soul unto the Savior's feet. You need to call upon Him, Him who died for the sins of the many. You must be correctable, friends. Many people, many Diotrephes in the church are not correctable. You must be correctable. You must be advisable. You must be adjustable. You must be reasonable. People are not reasonable. They are not justifiable. They want to go on the way they've gone on 3 years ago. Oh, friends, be advisable. Take heed unto the word of God. Be teachable. Be guidable. Do not be the reason why people leave the church. Do not be the reason why the church is not growing because of gossip. Sometimes we are not gossiping, but because of the life that we are living. Because of the character of the person that you are. Chasing away people from the church. Be not a Josephus. Be a Demetrius, whose testimony is known everywhere. Demetrius, who's got good heart. Be a Gaius. The Gaius who opened his home for others. A Gaius who loved the lost. A Gaius who didn't care whether people were Jews or Gentiles. A Gaius who did not have the spirit of tribalism and xenophobia in his heart. A Gaius who loved the church. Friends, let us not follow the bad example of others, but the good example of those in Christ. Let us imitate good. Let us not imitate evil. Let us be the men who serve, men and women who serve the church with love. Men and women who encourage unity in the church. Men and women who deal equally with everyone in the house of God. Let no one think that church attendance is what distinguishes between a Christian and a non-Christian. It is not church attendance. It is the character of Christ that we get by being in Christ. So friends, be at enmity with evil. Have a Christ-like character. Be mindful of the judgment of God that is to come. But be grateful also of the judgment that God is putting upon our lives each and every day. As He corrects and rebukes us. As He punishes us all the time with many different, in different ways that He does. Let us be grateful and learn from Him. It is better to rebuke today than to rebuke later. Get away from me. I have not known you. Imitate what is good. Imitate Christ by walking in the truth, by walking in the light of the gospel. The Christian or the believer that I want to be. It's the one who is hostile to evil. The one who is the character of Christ. The one who beholds the judgment that is to come. The good Lord bless us.